It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers, and you heard that correctly. Yeah, this is the Lunch Show. Today is May 2nd, 2023. Before we get into the celebrity birthdays, I just want to say that you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And I wanted to remind you that we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so do not miss any of those. We like to get those out by noon, so you can have those on your lunch break. Yeah, yeah. See where we're going with that? All right, celebrity birthdays. Right off the bat, we got a big one here. Literally, The Rock turns 50 today. David Beckham turns 47. Ellie Kemper, 42. She was in The Office. She was a little cutie, in my opinion. Kyle Busch, 37, NASCAR driver. And Christine Baranski, 70. She was in The Big Bang Theory. So happy birthday to those individuals. Our somewhat new segment here is also on this day. In 2011, founder of Al-Qaeda and mastermind of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Osama bin Laden was killed in Pakistan by U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6. You don't want to get on the wrong side of those guys. All right, 1946. An attempted prison escape by six inmates at Alcatraz resulted in 2 days of violent fighting, which became known as the Battle of Alcatraz. That sounds like a lot of fun. And on this day in 1892, German World War II pilot the Red Baron was born. And in 1803, the U.S. purchased the Louisiana Territory from France at a rate of less than 3 cents per acre. It's a pretty good deal. Also known as the Louisiana Purchase, the total price for that property was $15 million, and it totaled 828,000 square miles. That's a pretty good deal. It's a third of our country we got for $15 million. Not bad, not bad. And in 1519, painter of the Mona Lisa, Leonardo da Vinci, died in Clowes, France. We've got breaking news. Hollywood writers go on strike over fair pay in streaming era. This one comes from CBS News. More than 11,000 television and film writers have gone on strike for the first time in 15 years following the breakdown of negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios, the guild says. The walkout began at 12:01 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time when the contract that was in force ran out. If you are interested in this stuff, if you watch a lot of TV and watch a lot of movies, check it out, abcnews.com. I apologize, that was cbsnews.com, and you can find this story just about anywhere today. It broke this morning, so yeah, check it out. Here's a story from Reuters. Texas man accused of killing five neighbors was deported four times. He is still on the run. The FBI came out with a new flyer today. They're still on the hunt for him. He is likely headed back to Mexico. So hopefully we can catch him before he tries to get back to Mexico. He might get trampled on trying to do that by all the migrants coming, you know, into the United States. We'll see how that plays out. But yeah, let's get this POS. Got a story here from CNN. At least six dead after dozens of vehicles crash in Illinois dust storm. This is insane. Like, what? It must have been like super sudden. Like, you're driving down the road at 80 miles an hour and then all of a sudden you can't see anything. Otherwise, why would you drive if you can't see? You know, if the fog is so bad or the rain is so bad, in this case, the dust, pull over until you can see where the hell you're going. Maybe, you know, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Maybe it wasn't like that. Like I said earlier, maybe they were driving down the road and everything was fine. And then 2 seconds later, they can't see anything. I don't know. But I have a subtitle here. At least 40 to 60 cars were involved in crashes and more than 30 people have been hospitalized, officials say. Crazy stuff there. All right, we've got a story from Newsmax. U.S. to end COVID vaccination requirements on May 11th. I'm not sure if I agree with them having requirements in the first place. That has ruffled some feathers, to say the least. But the significance of the May 11th is that is the last day of the coronavirus public health emergency. And here's one from CNN. Officer who held back crowd during George Floyd's murder convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. Yeah, he deserves every bit of what he's getting here. He's already doing 3.5 years on a federal conviction. This got him 3 years. This was that Asian man, Tao or something like that. But he was the only Asian guy in the group. But yeah, he was obviously assisting this murder, but he's going to get 3 years in addition for the state conviction. So 6.5 years, it's not enough, but you know, I wouldn't want to do it. Here's another one from CNN. American mountaineer dies during climb to Mount Everest. You know, some fatalities I feel worse for. It sucks he's an American, you know, that's an extra hard factor there. But yeah, you know, that's why people go up there, because you might die, and if you make it, that's cool, right? But I don't know why people go up there anymore. It's filthy up there. These climbers are a bunch of litter bugs. I saw pictures. There was garbage everywhere. My God. All right, TMZ story here. Paul Stanley tweeted, gender reassignment for kids is wrong and a dangerous trend. Well, good for him for speaking out about that. My God, things are getting super scary. Look, it's very simple. When you're 18, you can do whatever the hell you want with your genitals. But until then, no one touches your genitals or alters them in any way. You can identify however the hell you want to. But if you got like a third leg, you're peeing with the boys. You know, if you just got two legs, you're peeing with the girls. It's really that simple. Got a story here from Newsmax. Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot dies at 84. You know, he's 84. It's not tragic. And I read that he died of natural causes, peacefully. You know, I don't know that dying is ever peaceful, but I've never done it, so I can't speak to that. But I will say, dude had a great song. If you could read my mind, yeah. All right, we got another one from Newsmax. This one's particularly disturbing. Judge rules Pennsylvania school district must allow after-school Satan club. Yes, yes, yes. So this school district is required to let this group, sponsored by the Satanic Temple, are allowed to use the school gymnasium or property to gather and discuss, I guess, the quickest and best way to go to hell. I don't know. Isn't that what it's about? I don't know. But folks, we have reached that point in the show that we all look forward to. the good news, and that's what we got now. Before I get to that good news story, I just want to say, send me an email at chadslunchshow@gmail.com and do all the things that support the show. Click away. Just keep clicking. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so do not miss an episode. They're not long. They don't take a long time, but they are very informative. All right, here we go. This one from NBC News. ISIS leader killed in Syria, Turkish president says. Here's a subtitle. Abu Hussein al-Quwaisha, or something like that. I don't really give a damn. Was neutralized. I love that terminology, neutralized. In an operation by Turkish intelligence services, Turkey's president announced in a broadcast interview. Yeah, I didn't really want to try to pronounce the Turkish president name, but well, that's good, I think. You know, killing terrorists is always good, and having you as a listener is always good. So keep listening to the show. And as always, keep kicking ass in your life. And don't forget to listen to Friday's episode. And until Friday, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.